your heart you've been ready for something else.
Yes.
And you don't know what that is yet.
Not yet. I'm searching for it. Looking for it.
I believe this message today is going to help you.
Hallelujah.
But at the same time, don't back down.
I won't. I'll stay solid.
And as much as you don't want to hear this, listen to your wife.
Oh, boy.
Because the things that you may want is not something that she's saying to you at the time.
Okay.
But she's saying it because the Lord is telling her that.
All right.
But listen.
Okay.
But it'll line up with what he's already put here.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. But you're going to receive it.
Amen. I know that.
Amen. Father God, we just thank you for him. We thank you for Randy. We thank you for his heart, health, and strength, Lord. We thank you from the top of his head to the soles of his feet that the next level that you're going to take him on, Lord, is going to require good health. And we thank you that we are to receive that by faith in the name of Jesus, by what he's done on the cross, Lord. And we thank you for a renewed heart and a renewed mind in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
Yes. Anita, you could just make that out to Tim. No, 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 no. I'm just playing. Hallelujah. Get them ready. Well, as Brandon said, we're already ready. You playing volleyball this year? We'll be there. He'll be there. Denise, don't back down from speaking what the Lord has given you to speak. You're telling everybody else about me, but God wants everybody to see what you truly have on the inside of you. So don't hold back from what he's given you to say, and do it boldly, because you have a lot to say. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anyone here who's got any kind of ailment with their stomach right now? We speak out. We command it to be healed by the stripes of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for better eyesight, cataracts, gone, healed, brain damage, healed, kidneys and organs may be shutting down. We call them alive and well in the name of Jesus. Because the Spirit of God lives on the inside of you. Receive it. Receive it. Don't dread what the doctor has to say. Just look forward to be able to put God's word against it. Neck pain, back pain. We command it to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Loose it right now. Satan, get your hands off of him right now in the name of Jesus. If you had neck pain, go ahead and shake it off. Shake him off. People got the shakes, tremors. We call that body healed in the name of Jesus. Because we already called out the brain. All that stuff just comes from the brain. Be healed. Right now of it. You'll be able to eat food normal. Hallelujah. Today I want to talk to you about God's timing. Last week I shared a little bit. But have you ever wanted to say, God, Lord, what are you doing? What are you doing in this? I don't see it at all. I don't understand it. I don't get what you're trying to do through me or do to me or whatever the case may be. How many of you have ever gotten to the place to where you said, is there a lesson that you're trying to teach me here? Now, understand, God isn't going to teach you a lesson based upon giving you sickness, disease, and all that other stuff, because that's been done by the cross. That's a done deal already. He is not going to teach you with sickness. That's not how he rolls. You wouldn't even do that for your own children. Why on earth would God do that to his? Well, because he can. He can, but he won't. Because he puts his word even above his name. No matter how bad you may want what you've been desperately needing in your life, you have to remember that faith is made for the impossible. So after you ask God to whatever you've been believing for, we believe that we receive it. You got to learn to rest. We have to learn to rest. And I don't mean just sitting on the couch and just reading the news or what have you. I say, stay active in what you're doing, what he's called you to do, but rest in knowing that he's going to do it. It's a done deal already. He's already done it. He has already blessed you with every spiritual blessing. It is a done deal. We got to be able to rest in that, because as soon as it comes back, we want to say something that may change what we've been believing. We have to rest in it. Jesus is the head, and we are his. We are the body. Y'all can say that. Say it with confidence. We are the body. We are the body. Now, where's Satan at? Under whose feet? Right. So what's the problem? What can he do to you? He's under your feet. Every day you wake up in the morning, he's under your feet. Why on earth do we ever worry? If you can worry, you can pray. It's just the opposite, basically. And sometimes we will worry. Why? Because sometimes we want what we want when we want it. We have two grandchildren. Now, I'm going to just gloat about our grandchildren, because our grandchildren is the best looking grandchildren ever. Now, when you get up here, you can say that too. Or get on Facebook or what have you. But man, my goodness. Roman and Mia are awesome. And there's times even with our own children, when they were younger, we would feed them when they're infants and stuff. And you know, if you don't get, sometimes, who was it? It could have been all of our kids. When you don't get the food fast enough, bring it, give me more, shovel it in. Come on, let's go. And we do that, and then as they get older, and now they know how to talk, and say, more, please. You start showing them, you know, teaching them manners and everything else. And then when they get a little bit older, they're able to do that on their own and feed themselves on their own. And then when they get, you know, to teenagers and adults or what have you, you don't have to do those things. But, you know, there was a time when my dad was a little intimidating. I wouldn't say intimidating. He was just a stern disciplinarian, and, you know, he just didn't take no mess on anybody. So, but the thing is, he had a tender heart to help people and to help his kids or what have you. But because I was so shy, I wouldn't want to go and ask if it was okay to go somewhere and do something. So I never asked. I'd just be sitting in my room hanging out, what have you, or go up to the park. So sometimes I would have to have my brother ask for me. Hey, go ask Dad if we can go do this or what have you. And then he'd go and ask. He didn't care. He just, you know, it was just that type of relationship. I would just stand by the door, and I'll stand literally. He could see my shadow, and I'm standing there for about 10 minutes. Tim, what do you want? So, and it's like, you know, I finally say, well, no, you can't do that. But then we get a little clever, right? We'll try to bring a friend in and then have the friend literally try to lie to your parents, right? You try to do all those things. And of course, if your parents know you, they know you're lying. They know you're telling it, you know, you're not telling the truth or what have you. Wasn't very good at that. But see, what happens spiritually when we do these things. There are certain things that God told us no to. There are certain things that he said yes to, and he's already given us to us. But we can't truly ask him because he knows that that thing right there isn't going to be good for us. So what do? We inquire a friend. Not to ask God, but to go ahead and do what we want to do and get them to do it. We try to convince them. We haven't really changed spiritually in what God truly wants for us. But God wants us to boldly come to the throne of grace. And we got to be able to do that, because if we do that, then he will be able to give us what we truly desire. And what he truly desires is for us to have a relationship with him. See, we don't have to come with all the charades with him. God doesn't need us acting. He wants us living. We don't have to act as if we like him. We don't have to act as if we want to be around him. We can just live it out. But when we're always trying to get other people to do what we want to do rather than what he wants us to do, it's just acting. I can act. I told y'all, I've acted before. I played a mute child as a ninth grader in high school. In life, people thought I was mute in high school. Literally, I'd be going around sitting at the table just signing for half a year. It's really good. I won the ghetto awards. But God doesn't need us acting. He wants us living. Abraham and Sarah didn't listen to God. They constantly tried to do things on their own, and he said they should never have said the things that they said. I mean, God told them that the promise was going to come between them together, them creating a child, having a son, and through that son, it was going to be a lot of nations being birthed out of that. But again, they chose to make the decision not to wait on God's timing, but to take matters into their own hands. And this is where we get in trouble. Thank God we have a God that bails us out. He's the bails bondsman. He bails us out all the time because we choose to do what we want to do when we want to do it. And we want what we want when we want it and how we want it. And God is saying, no, that's not good for you. But I'm going to let you just go ahead and get in trouble, because I know you're going to be crying out to me afterwards. God stayed true to the promise for them and for this world. I know it gets overwhelming at times. It's because we haven't fully matured in the things he wants us to mature in. God wants us living in that unshakable faith. I never heard of unshakable faith in the Bible. It's faith. But I'm talking about unshakable means when you had bad news come to you and you didn't move. It didn't budge you, not one bit. And as Jairus was saying, Jesus, come lay hands on my daughter so she could be well. And then bad news. Woman with the issue of blood, and then afterwards, bad news. Hey, don't bother him anymore. Your daughter's gone. Unshakable faith. Jesus says, hold on to your confession. Some of y'all need to hold on to your confession and what you've been believing the Lord for. Don't you dare back down from what you've been believing and trusting God for. You hold on to it. We think, and we read the Bible, and it's just like, boom, this all happened like boom, 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 within a matter of minutes. You don't realize it could have happened many, many years. Now, I'm not talking about the story of Jairus, but it took 13 years from when God told him with Abraham until the promise was fulfilled. How many of you can wait 13 years? See? We start taking matters into our own hands. There are certain things that God showed you 20 years ago that hasn't come to pass yet. There's things that the Lord showed me 10 years ago that hasn't come to pass yet. But I'm not trying to go out and try to make it out to be, oh, I got to do this and this and this to bring that to pass. It's going to come. Why? Because I trust him. He hasn't been wrong in my life yet. And he never will be. As long as we just steer the course. unshakable faith. So when Satan comes around, you again? Now, I have to apologize. I heard this story somebody once shared. I said it was Smith Wigglesworth with the demon in the room. I believe it was Lester Sumrall that had that. So let me just reiterate that. But a demon don't have nothing on you. Why? Because he's under your feet. He's got you at each other's throats, and he's under your feet. Don't entertain it. He's under your feet. Take your authority. Get yourself submitted to God. He's under your feet. Don't allow Satan to come into your house and just punk you any kind of way he wants to. Do whatever he wants. Again, he walks around like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. So he can't just devour anyone. You got to give him entry. You got to give him entry. And all that does, if you've done it, here's the thing. It just takes a small, minor adjustment. If you've ever put anything above God, all it does is just takes a small, minor adjustment. Just repent and say, Lord, I was wrong for putting that over you. I was wrong for putting my opinion over yours. I was wrong for putting that person's opinion over yours, over your word. Just make that small adjustment. We don't have to stay in a season longer than what we need to. Just make that small adjustment. His timing is always perfect. Lord, I just don't see it right now. I just don't see it. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this, Lord. I just don't. I don't get it. Stop. Please, stop. Just sit still. Get into his presence. Get into his word and allow him to speak through you. And I guarantee you, when you spend that time with God, you're going to be able to come out of that thinking, why did I spend more time worrying about the situation than I did more time being in his presence? And a lot of times we spend more time worrying than we do sitting in his presence and into his word. Then we wonder why our faith is all over the place. Our belief system is all over the place. God hasn't changed. You know, my wife has a friend that, you know, I think her license had expired or what have you, and she may get upset with me saying this, but I love her. She's funny as I don't know what. But you have to I didn't know you have to retake the test if you let it expire. You have to retake the test? I don't want to do that. Because you know everything changed. So now you got to study that little book. And then they give you these questions that are just, okay, all of them could seem like they're right. But there's just only one that they're looking for. I don't want to take that test again because everything changed. The book has changed. But see, you have a book that is never changing. You have a God that is never changing. You have a promise that is never changing. So what's got you down and out? This should give you hope. I don't know about you. I wouldn't say secretive in this and not sharing what we're going to do here for this upcoming school year, but I'm excited. Because we're going to run. It's time to run. We've been walking long enough. It's time to run. And we're going after things that he wants for us. We're going after him, first and foremost. But there's going to be a lot of lives impacted. Because I ain't backing down. And if the living God lives in you, you shouldn't be backing down either. God is for you. He is for the plans for your life. And whatever things get tough in your life, remember, God has seen this story before. There is nothing that can catch him off guard. Nothing. And as believers, we don't have an off season. See, people who play sports professionally, what have you, you have an off season. We don't have an off season as a believer. So we're always on. In season, out of season. We're always in it. That's why we got to stay prayed up. I believe it's Philippians 4:6 that talks about do not worry, but pray for everything. Stay prayed up. The enemy doesn't take any time off. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, the temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so that you can endure. You're not the only one going through something. Everyone across the world is experiencing what you are experiencing. And God is always faithful, always will be faithful to you, just as he is faithful to them. Temptation will always come from Satan and in your own heart. It doesn't come from God. He doesn't tempt us. He doesn't tempt us with evil. People may say that. That's wrong. That comes from us. The temptation to do what we always wanted to do when faced in adversity, sometimes people will shut down and not talk and not be around the body, which they need to be. Sometimes they will go back to their defense mechanisms or what have you. So whatever it is, they'll go to telling different types of stories. God doesn't want you to act that way. He wants you to live. So it's time to live. Live in his truth. Live in his word. Live in his promise. He's the one that we rely on. In Romans 12, it says this, let this hope burst forth within you, releasing a continual joy. Don't give up in a time of trouble, but commune with God at all times. Pray with God at all times. Don't give up, no matter how much you may want to. See, I'm not a quitter. You're not a quitter. My wife is trying to get me on this diet. I said, but babe, I'm not a quitter. Somebody got to eat that snack food. It's not going to eat itself. Don't abandon what you've been believing God for. Restoration in certain areas of your life. Just being able to hear the voice of God more clearly. Don't abandon that. You know, we're the only ones that I wouldn't say that because a lot of people can hear the voice of Satan. But we have a God that speaks to us. And he has infinite wisdom and knowledge. And we have that ability to be able to listen and use it in our life. We have an advantage. So whatever the problem is, let God's hope burst forth within you. Communing with God at all times and not just with God, but with his people. Stick around with those who will help refresh your spirit. With the life-giving words they will speak over you. Remember, God saw you before you were born. He knew you. And the more and more you spend time reading his word, the more you're going to realize that he knows what he's doing. He's been there before. When you wait on God's time, it builds character. It builds character. We talk about the kids and the infants. All those things build character. So if you want something bad from the Lord, just ask. But the thing is, you just receive it by faith because he's already given it to you. Or ask this, Lord, do you want me to have that? Do I need that in my life? What God has for you is far more richer and better, more loving and more compassionate than you can ever imagine. So just receive what he's already freely given to you. Receive that now. by faith. Receive it now. Here's this package of salvation. We can either accept it or live it out for the rest of our lives, or we can continue to carry the burdens of our loved ones from generation to generation. And here's the thing. I mean, we all grow up in dysfunction, but you don't have to carry that dysfunction into your family. And people will say, well, that's family. I said, but here's the thing. I said, if it's family, I said, you got to understand, you're going to have to check family or leave family in that sense when it becomes detrimental to your own kids. Because if you keep them around that stuff, it becomes toxic. But it's family. Okay. Well, then, after if whatever happens in that season, take your family inside and say, hey, we're just going to pray for so-and-so. This is how we're going to do it. But at least show your kids you don't have to sit in that dysfunction. You can have that drunk uncle that just comes to every outing and everything else or what have you, and then just show out, and your kids are just like, they're laughing. But at the same time, it's just like, okay, I don't know if I really want to be around this all the time. Because after a while, it starts to hurt people. I'm not saying anything in any of our family or what have you. It was funny. But at the same time, people, I said, you got to understand, I said, you don't have to carry generational curses. You don't have to carry that burden around anymore. Well, this happened with my grandparents, and my great-grandparents did that, and my great-great-grandparents did that. This was in our line, so I'm just destined. You're not destined for that. Jesus broke that stuff 2,000 years ago. You can go as far back as that. It's a done deal. Don't go off of that generational curse. Go after generational blessing. You don't have to live in it. We make excuses for ourselves to continue to do the things that we choose to do. We don't have to, though. So put an end to it. Psalm 62:1 says this, I wait quietly before God, for my victory comes from him. No other place, no other name, no other God can give you the victory like Jesus can give you victory. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their what? Come on, give me Isaiah. I love the passion. But those who entwine their hearts with Yahweh will experience divine strength. They will rise up on soaring wings and fly like eagles, run their races without growing weary, and walk through life without giving up. Those who wait on the Lord, those who place their trust in him, those who entwine their hearts with him. Sometimes we just stop short of that, and then we're wanting to give up. God doesn't want you to give up. He doesn't want you. He didn't give you giving up spirit. He didn't place that on the inside of you. He didn't place losing attitude on the inside of you. That's impossible. It's impossible for you to lose. Even when you lose, you still look like you win. Because even when you leave here, on this earth, it might be shorter than what you've experienced and what you believed and what other people believe. You could be 60, what have you, and then end up leaving and going home to be with him, but you still win at the end because you're with him. Satan will lose every single time in your life. Why? The round ain't over until you win. It's kind of odds I like. You mean to tell me every single day I win? Yeah, every single day you win. Doesn't mean you ain't going to suffer. Doesn't mean you're not going to go through some stuff. But every time, I said, he's giving you that fight that won't give up, that won't quit. I'm not going to back down. Don't you dare back down. Because it's in you. Amen. Amen, amen. His timing. Trust in his timing. If it gets to the place to where we have to get out of character, Stop. Right there and ask for forgiveness. Repent. Just turn. Stop right there and return back to him and say, Lord, I'm going to trust your timing. I do that sometimes when I see those dishes in the sink. I just repent. I just turn from it. I just see the laundry basket filling up. I repent. I try to tell my wife, I say, listen, you don't have to. I seen this on a video. But you don't have to take the stuff downstairs and wash them. Because if you just leave them there, when I leave and come back, it's automatically washed and folded on the bed. And I don't have to do dishes. I mean, I put them in the sink. All of a sudden, they're in the dishwasher and put up. I don't know how it gets there, but hey, it's cool. Don't touch it. Some of y'all are like, you are crazy. That was the funniest video ever. It just magically gets done. It gets picked up. I don't just leave it there. She's like, it's me. God's timing. Trusting in it. There's nothing wrong with asking God. It's just when we choose to question what he's already told us. Some of y'all believing for relationships. Write down what you want. Who you want, a spouse. You want another spouse? Okay, write it down. Trust God. I wrote mine down. Got what I was looking for, believing for. Write it down and give it to him. No, and that doesn't mean going out to the horseshoe. I'm looking for my husband. I'm looking for my husband. That's not what that means. Write it down and rest. Give it to him. Amen. Let's stand. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for everyone here, Lord. We thank you for their hearts, their minds, their strength, Lord. We thank you for these relationships, these marriages. People will say they're under attack, but I say it's under their feet. The enemy is under their feet, Lord. And they are fully invested and grafted into you, Lord. We thank you that their hearts are entwined with you. Father God, we ask that you refresh them on a daily basis so that they can grow stronger with you. And we just thank you that we are able to impact this city the way that you want it to be impacted. And as we submit our hearts to you, our desires, our wants to you, we thank you for the boldness to be able to go out and reach those you want us to reach. And we just give you praise in Jesus' name. If there's any sick, even on this camera, Lord, we thank you for healing. We speak healing in your body in the name of Jesus. Receive it right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Oh, also this week, this Wednesday night, we will be having a back-to-school night, or what have you, games, water games, all that stuff. So come out, let's enjoy it, and it'll start. You can come around 6:30. We'll be out there. All right. Yes, we'll have food there. God bless you. Thank you. Bring your friends.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.